Things just got a whole lot more interesting in the race for Wisconsin's first congressional district now that House Speaker Paul Ryan is giving it up. It's the first time in two decades that the seat has been open. That means there's no incumbent with built-in name recognition nor an advantage in fundraising. So Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says the race could be more competitive than in recent years. He says that Republican Ryan has dominated at the polls. But Franklin told WUWM's Marty Michelson that a couple of Democrats, who launched campaigns well before Ryan made his announcement, have been working to gain ground.
Democrats have geared up to a much more serious campaign this year, with better fundraising and better candidates' visibility than had been the case in previous races for the district. And Republicans now have a short time frame to get into the race and put together a campaign. So I think those things make the race more competitive than it normally would be. In a year that's likely to favor Democrats nationally, that probably makes the race competitive or no better than lean Republican, as opposed to a likely or safe Republican rating for the race.
What factors will be in play now in terms of money spent and national interest in the race?
I think, first of all, we've seen Randy Bryce in particular on the Democratic side with a very strong fundraising performance and fairly strong national visibility. An irony may be that with the Speaker no longer the target of the race, some of the national attention might actually dissipate a little bit on Democratic side as it becomes just another open seat campaign. The other side depends on how the Republicans deal with this, and do they nominate a single establishment candidate, or do we end up with a bitterly contested primary with multiple candidates from different factions of the party? And it's way too early to tell how that's going to turn out at this stage today.
Would GOP candidates have to be well-financed going in and pretty much ready-made?
Being well-financed and already having won elections within the district is an advantage in every race. And so if there are elected officials with good war chests and fundraising apparatus, then that will certainly be an advantage to getting in. I think that the Republican tilt of the district means it's an attractive race for a Republican candidate who thinks if they could win it this year, they could hold on to it in the future. So for those reasons, I think it is attractive to ambitious Republicans, even if they think this year is going to be a tough, hard-fought campaign.
With Paul Ryan out, how might this impact the Wisconsin governor's race?
I think that the direct effect of the governor's race is probably not too strong. If it means that the first district is not as reliable a reservoir of Republican votes because the first district campaign is tight, then maybe that's a little bit of bad news for the governor. I'm more struck by how the three prominent Republicans of Ryan, Reince Priebus, and Scott Walker is now reduced to just one, Walker. We've seen that period when three people from Wisconsin were at high ranks of the Republican Party, and now that has changed, and we're down to only Scott Walker at this point.
That's Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll. He spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson.